For a limited time, get up to $650 in credits per line to help you switch to AT&T when you trade in your current smartphones and buy new ones on AT&T Next. That's up to $650 in credits per line. A decision so easy, it practically makes itself. AT&T, mobilizing your world. Limited time offer. Switch offer requires eligible port-in for each line, trade-in, purchase, and service. Get minimum of $10 trade-in credit plus prepaid card and amount of device balance or early termination fee, less trade-in. Monthly charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here we are once again every Wednesday night on the Robert Douglas Third Drake's, as we say, Drake's Media Network, another edition of Inspiring News. I'm your host, Mr. Tyrone K. Dunmore, and there's so many things going on in the world today, and it's very challenging to come up with different subject matter, so to speak, every Wednesday. I know Wednesday night typically in America has always been put aside for Bible study and Bible class, and not taking anything away from that because we still need to get our basic training and our basic information or knowledge, information about our God and faith and everything else we need in between. I know that in the world today we are living in a society that pushes more of what, again, is known as breaking news. And, of course, one of those breaking news we heard with the recent sudden tragic passing of Nelson Rogers, bless his sacred, sweet, strong soldier soul. And we recently just lost Billy Paul, who was the voice behind Me and Mrs. Jones, and not Jones in the sense of what a lot of people today are still trying to keep up with the Joneses, but Me and Mrs. Jones, which was his number one hit record at his time. Again, another artist, he had other songs as well, but I just want to make note that this is the reason why I do this show on a Wednesday night, not as to compete with anybody else, not to try to take away from anybody else, or what they're doing on Wednesday night, be it Bible class, anything else they may be going to or watching. But I want to dedicate a minimum of 1 hour to what is known as inspiring news, not breaking news. So I came up with a theme tonight, and that is what we're going to talk about when it comes to inspiring news. Well, inspiring news that I want to touch on is, I'm going to call it the 9 lives. And when I say the 9 lives, I know most people think in the sense of a cat, and that's fine, because we got smooth cats, we got cool cats, we got crazy cats. And a lot of times synonymous with cat food, 9 lives. But also, it's something more deeper I came up with, or it came through me as, and being a person that was born on the 5th in the month of November, which is the 9th month of the original calendar, that's why it's called Novi, November. Novi is Latin for 9, just like the following month after that, it's called DC, December. It's the Latin word for 10, the decimal point system. That's why they call it decimal from the word DC. But 9, what am I reaching at? 9 is the month, and 5 is the day I incarnated in human form back in the year of 1960. But also on the 5th was also the date or the number in which my firstborn was born. And then also the 5th was the day when my father transitioned, also on the 5th. All in different months, but nevertheless, the 5th. So I said, I got to use something with 5 for inspirational news tonight. And as I go down to the alphabet, I know we have A, B, C, D, E. Okay, E. E is the 5th letter of the English alphabet. So I said, what can I use with E as inspirational material or information to give out to the public on inspiring news tonight? Because 5 is the number that I came in on. 5 is the number that my firstborn came on. And 5 is also the number that my biological father transitioned, those months being April, and the other month being the latter being October, but all the 5th. So that was the English letter E. So I said, with E, let's see what comes to me with E. And I came up with 9 lives. And when I mean 9 lives, 9 things that will help inspire our lives in this troubled world we live in today. And when I say it's troubled, it is very troublesome. When you look at TV and you watch the news and you see what's going on throughout the earth, not just here in America, globally, from the nature upheaval. When I say nature upheaval, I'm talking about the unbalance of nature, from the earthquakes to the typhoons to the tornadoes to the mudslides to things that they call act of God, Mother Nature, and how things are being disrupted all over the planet. And you see devastation all over. Then you see the countless murders, the rapes, just all the evil that's constantly breaking our hearts with the breaking news. And constantly we're seeing the first 48, and we're constantly looking at things that really not uplifting. It really puts you in a state of, I'm going to say confusion. And the reason why I say confusion, because it's a con, and it's against us fusing, against us uniting. And what should we be uniting? We should be uniting, which is more important at this time, especially now more than ever, is the positive energy, E energy. And that's where the E starts from. What kind of energy? How should we use our energy? Came up with these, or the spiritual masters, I always refer them as, revealed these 9 E's that we need to inspire ourselves with. 1, as you know, going to be it ain't necessarily got to be in this order, but education. Education is the first E. So we're going to have to learn things. And within that learning, whether we go to whatever schools we go, and of course, Earth itself is just an arriving school, we will pick up skills by learning certain things. Certain people learn how to become auto mechanics. Certain people learn how to become musicians. Certain people learn how to be culinary masters and chefs. Certain people know how to become beauticians. Certain people know how to become barbers. Certain people know how to become business managers. Or certain people know how to become trainers. Certain people know how to become law enforcement. I mean, everything that we end up becoming is something dealing with education. It's a learning process. So got to have education as number 1, at least with me. That's how I've always been, and that's how I will continue to be. I don't think till I take my last breath, education will be forefront in my mind as the first E of those nine energies or nine lives that we need to inspire our lives and lives of others. Education. The second E would be exploration. We got to explore. We have to, what I mean by explore, we got to get out of these little confined areas that we may live in, or confined little places that we may work at, and we have to really explore. We got to travel. We got to go beyond what is known as our comfort zone. There's got to be a sense of we got to move. We got to transport. We should be in transit, not wait till we pass away and then we say that person transitioned, which is another form of movement from one world to the next. But on this earth, there are so many opportunities. There's so many things one can do. And so the second one I would have to put in place, and they came to me in this order, by the way, anyway, was to explore. Exploration. Explore the opportunities that you have. And there's many. And in this country, and particularly the United States of America, it is the land of opportunity. So I'm not going to sit up here and bash America. If anything, I'll bash, and I don't like to bash anybody, but if to use the word bash or attack, I would have to attack people who are not utilizing all the opportunities that they do have here in this great country of the United States of America. You know, and when I say the great, great states of the United States, I'm talking about before and after. What I mean by before Europeans came here and, as they call, stumbled on it because they ain't discovered nothing. We was already here thriving. I'm talking about the original people, and we're not going to go. I'm not going to go into a big history on that right now, but you know what I'm talking about, the original indigenous tribes that were here and many that are still here that were already thriving, had their own culture, had their own, as they call it, language or dialect, and grew their own food and made their own clothes and everything. So I'm talking about this country as it once was, and it was great at that point. And, of course, it took a degrading because invaders came here, and as they call themselves civilized, and no, they did some very uncivilizing things to the people that were already here. Whether it's the Spanish Indian Wars or the many wars that have been sparked coming here, that was through their exploration. But they didn't come here to share. They came over here to exploit, manipulate, suppress, dominate, and thus control it. And so when I say exploration, I'm just talking about in the sense of travel, moving, being in transit. We got to move. You know, a moving body is a live body. The third E would have to be, and it's a big part of what people are attracted to. It's called entertainment or entertainment. I said entertainment first because a lot of people have been tainted by entertainment. What I mean by that is people are attracted to and entertained by some of the most craziest things that they look at as entertainment, but it's fun to them. But nevertheless, it's their form of entertainment. And by entertainment, these are the things that are supposed to bring you joy. These are activities that you're supposed to have fun with. And some people's entertainment may be simply as, and this is an activity, go fishing. That's a form of entertainment. You know, and entertainment is not necessarily singing and dancing and going to a club or going to a party or anything. Anything that brings you joy, anything that brings you some activity that helps bring and to increase joy within is a form of entertainment, because entertainment is supposed to bring joy to you, make you feel happy. And this is usually done in a social setting. You know, you do it, whether you go to a comedy show, that can be a form of entertainment. And some entertainment is people going out to see a movie, some people doing dinner, some people going skiing, some people may go golfing, some people may go jogging, people may just take a walk in the park. Those are still forms of entertainment. E. Next E I would have to bring forth was, and again, this all came to me within the last few minutes before the show even started, because I didn't have anything ready, to be quite honest with you. I just was quiet for a little bit, and I let the voices speak to me, and they said, this is what you bring forth tonight. Next one is employment, which is a very tricky thing, because when you say employment, a lot of people think just the fact that you have a job, that you're employed. And that's just simply what employment means, that you have a job working for somebody or you have a job that you created for yourself. Employment, remember, when they send troops over to other countries, they what they call deploy them. Well, what would be employ? With employ, if deploy is to send you away to some other place, then what would employ mean? And what would that mean? It would mean bring something within to a place. And that employment, in essence, really means to some kind of way you have to learn, or we have to learn how to generate finances, money, if you want to say wealth, create a job if you can't find a job. But somehow you got to have a way. You have to create a way to employ yourself. And hopefully if your mind and your visions and your dreams are big enough, you will down the line end up employing many other people. So you will be bringing them in to deployment, employment. And those are the type of jobs. And unfortunately, as I've said many times and will continue to say, there's not enough jobs in this country with all the different schools that we have, all the different degrees of people that are here. There's just not enough jobs for all its citizens, all its inhabitants. And I'm not talking about people who are considered illegal workers. I'm just talking about the regular born American citizen. There's not enough jobs here for us all. So we got to be a little bit more creative. We got to start thinking outside the box and thinking of ways to supplement our income without waiting for Social Security, not waiting to get hurt or try to get disability or get sick. But we have to start really thinking outside the box and doing something more for us to employ ourselves. And I'm not knocking anybody, of course, who has good jobs, and that's fine. But it's better to also bring people on to a job, or get, as they say, can I get that hookup or whatever, and help people get jobs, not just because you got one. Help other people find ways of employment so they can take care of themselves and they can take care of their families and their responsibilities, pay their bills, so to speak. And we know the lower the unemployment is, then that means the lower the crime rate will be. So remember, there is a coalition between people who are unemployed and people who have criminal mindsets. And it's not they become criminal because they're just born criminals. It's because you get stuck in what they call survival mode. You got to do whatever necessary, what it is to survive. And then when you add in, when you don't have that, people fall victim to depression, low self-esteem, low self-worth. They may turn to drugs, alcohol, as a way of trying to escape the pain because they don't feel good about themselves. Because unfortunately, in this country, if you're not working for someone or working something, then you're pretty much considered as a nothing, a nobody. And unfortunately, you know, the job doesn't make you. You make your job. You know, I tell people that all the time. Your job, the place where you work, as one of my brothers had said many years ago, who recently retired from out of the United States Postal Service, he says, I don't work at the post office or postal service. I work for my family at the postal office. I work for my family. So I don't work for them. I work for my family. So there's a certain mindset. If you work for a certain person, it gives you a sense of not only just identity, but it's a form of self-worth. So employment is very important. And again, one of those main staples of our, not survival, but our striving is to employment, to have jobs, enough jobs. So we can't find one. Then we have to create one. Kind of, we say from the street, get your hustle on, but make it legal, of course. I'm not saying go out there and do something illegal where they can come knocking on your door and taking you away and putting you in modern-day slavery and putting you in a prison system. No, I'm talking about create your own sense of employment. And all you have to do is think outside of just working for somebody. I know that's very difficult because a lot of us have become so dependent on that job or those jobs. You know, if you lose your job today, now it means you're nobody, you're not worth anything. Now you start feeling bad because you no longer work. What about the skills you have? What about the skill sets? What about the knowledge you have? Everybody has a certain set of skill set and information and knowledge that they can have to help better themselves and others. Some people, I mean, there's people who became millionaires. Mrs. Fields Cookies, she just made some cookies and became a multimillionaire over a formula and cookies. And, you know, the list goes on, whether it was Dave and Wendy's with the burgers, or whether it was the Colonel and Kentucky Fried. They had all these, they say, I think it's 13 spices, 11 or 13 spices. I don't know exactly what the number is, but nevertheless. And from there, look, you know, from a piece of chicken. And he branched out and created for himself, his family, and generations to come. The next E would be experiences. Because what is life itself but a sum, a subtotal of experiences? When you look back at your life, as time goes on, you got to think about what experiences that you had no control over, and we know there's a bunch of them. And then there's experiences that you pretty much had control over, and you pushed the envelope, so to speak. As one gentleman told me in the corporate world, he said, there's three type of people in the world. There's people who wait for things to happen. There's people who make things happen. And he said the large majority of the mass of the people are scratching their heads, wondering as time goes on, what the hell happened? So this experience thing is about being progressive. It's about being pushing the envelope, about having those experiences, having that box of jewels of things that you went through or have experienced in your life. And I was at work today, and one of the gentlemen who was I work with, he was online, and he was looking at a vacation going over to the Dominican Republic. And it was like him and his wife, and it was like $1,300 each, so it was only $2,600. But that included airfare, hotel, food, and drink for a whole week. And it's not until next February, but you can't save $2,600 to go and get that type of experience. And the places that they were showing on the internet, beautiful. And he said, this is going to be what I'm going to do with my income tax next year. But he's already pre-planning it now. Here we are in April of 2016, and he's already pre-planning in the future for him and his wife something to do in February of 2017. And that will be an experience of a lifetime. He happens to be from the islands, and he says, you know, I've never been there, so I'm going to go. He said, and I went online, and they had this big package. They got all kind of packages, vacation packages. These are experiences, you know, that we either are going to, or in many cases, we digest. We swallow them and we destroy them. We eat them up. We don't invest and build off of them, you know, because life itself is a sum of your experiences that you're going to have. That is what is known as your lifetime. These experiences is the 50. Six, we have to create some excitement, some sense of excitement in our lives. And with that excitement comes what I call it, the ADM, or the MAD, let's say MAD, M-A-D, and not mad that you're mad at anything, but because you're motivated, you're ambitious, and you're driven. M-A-D, you're motivated, you're ambitious, and you're driven. To what? Create excitement. Nobody wants to be bored. Boredom brings on what? People become depressed, despondent. They become downtrodden. They, you know, their energy, they become tired, lazy. Again, that E is we got to create some excitement. You got to get excited about, okay, I woke up today. What can I do today differently than I didn't do yesterday, and create some kind of excitement? And I ain't talking about no negative excitement. I ain't talking about watching people argue on television or argue in the street or watch a fight. I'm talking about some excitement in your life that's based on the principles of, yes, being mad, M-A-D, motivated, ambitious, and driven for good excitement. The seventh one, I would have to say, which is probably the hardest one of all of them, yeah, the hardest one is to eradicate. Eradicate meaning to get rid of people, places, and things in your life that don't help you grow, don't help you know. You follow that? Help you grow, to help you know. I don't want to hear about what you believe, what you think, what you feel, what you, and not that your feelings don't count, but I'm talking about these are some of the things that we have to eradicate of what is assumptions. What is stuff that, oh, well, I think and I believe, what do we know? We got to eradicate that stuff and bring into your life more people who can help you do what? Grow by what you know, okay? It's important to know, not just believe, more importantly, to know. So you got to eradicate certain people, places, and things. And that doesn't mean you just cut them off literally. You can love people from a distance. You can, as they say, I love you from afar. I still want the best from you, but I got things to do. I got, as they say, places to go, people to meet, things to do. You know, I wish you could join me, but if you're not, you know, you got to let people be. Because people got to have it within themselves to be driven, to be part of it, to be motivated, become ambitious right along with you. Because you can't motivate people. Motivation is a self-induced thing. You have to induce yourself. Just like we can induce ourselves with liquor and weed and all the other things when we feel a certain type of way, we inject that or we induce that. You got to do the same thing with motivation. You got to induce yourself. You got to bring it within yourself because there's so many forces outside of ourselves trying to make us feel the other way, which is despondent, which is depressed, what is tired, what is bored. So we got to eradicate many things in our lives so we can do what? Stay inspired and we can continue to grow with these 9 E's. Another one, enjoyment. You can have excitement. People get excited, but that doesn't mean they're enjoying it. What do you really enjoy? We got to bring joy back in your lives. You have to keep enjoyment because you know there's going to be evil. There's going to be bad things. There's going to be negative things. Everybody has a bad day. But we're going to have to fight those things off with some of these things. Like I said, eradicating these things and bring a sense of enjoyment. Start doing things you can enjoy without making excuses to nobody. If that's what helps bring you peace and joy, then do it. Long as it's not self-destructive behavior, do it. That's why I said long as it's not self-destructive. Because people say, well, I like getting high. I like getting drunk. I like smoking my weed. I like sniffing my whatever, my blow, my coke, whatever. They'll say that. Well, that's what I enjoy. That's self-destructive behavior. And I'm not saying a person can't have a glass of wine or anything. I'm not telling you how to govern your life. Just have some discipline with it. Don't lose self-control where it does not become enjoyable. And I've seen people who overstep the boundaries of what they call themselves enjoyment. Like my brother early this week told me who's in the medical field. He's a paramedic. One of his first calls was a 25-year-old young man who died of intoxication, alcohol poisoning. He 25 years young and drank, got drunk and aspirated, threw up in the middle of the night, whatever, and he suffocated on his own fluid. The number 9 is the final piece of what happened to you if we complete or we go through all these E's, and that's evolve, evolution. You will grow. So you have no alternative but to grow if you educate, if you explore, if you entertain, if you employ, if you experience, if you have excitement, remember, good excitement, if you eradicate the negative things in your life that mean you no good, mean you no good, and I mean that, if you bring enjoyment, you have no other choice but to evolve or evolve. Evolution. Because evolution is growing. Everything in the universe, that's the only constant thing in the universe by far is change. And as long as you're still continuing doing the same thing the same way, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, what is really changing other than the calendar date? So these are the 9 E's that came to me. Education, exploration, which of course education we got to learn. Exploration, we have to travel. Entertainment, of course, and entertainment is most of the time in a social. It could just be you and your significant other, but you got to do things in unison. You got to do things together. Most people really can't entertain themselves by themselves, because even if you're by yourself, even if you're reading a book, that's still entertainment. Some people love to read. Some people like to watch hours and hours of TV. That's their form of entertainment. Nevertheless, it's a form of entertainment. Employment. We got to work. We either got to have jobs, get jobs, or create jobs. Okay? We have to have these experiences, these sums of life experiences that become our lifespan, our lifetime, that when it's all said and done, that's what they're going to be talking about. When they come up to that podium, they come up to that pulpit, they come up in that church, wherever your final service will be after you make your transition, you pass away, they're going to talk about what you did, because you're going to be talked about in a past tense, because you're going to be no longer here. So it's going to be a summary of what you did while you was here, how many lives you touched, what you meant to who or whatever. And I've been to hundreds of them. So I know that when it's all said and done, it all comes down to what kind of experiences did you have in your life. Okay? Excitement, again, is to create that. We got to do that amongst ourselves. Again, what is the acronym of the excitement? Remember to be mad. MAD, motivated, ambitious, and driven, to have some excitement in your life. Eradicate all the negative, eradication, enjoyment, evolution. We're going to evolve. We're going to grow. And the cherry on the top, which I'll say the 10th point of this, there's nine, actually. I'm going to add the 10th, if I guess you can put the sprinkles on top of the cone. The chocolate sprinkles or the color sprinkles or the cherry on top of the sundae. All of this is going to take effort. It takes effort to do this. You cannot be lazy and accomplish getting an education, to be exploring things, to have entertainment, to employment, to have these experiences, to have excitement, to eradicate things in your life, to have enjoyment, to evolve. It takes effort. And if you want to stay lazy and be lazy, you won't be able to really inspire within or inspire without. When I say without, outwards, inspire others. Because we get inspired when you see what people have gone through in their lifetime to get where they're at. It ain't been easy for nobody. So I don't know where people get this illusion in their mind that for me to get where I'm trying to go, or I'd like to go, I have aspirations or dreams of going, is going to be an easy road. No, we need the tools. We need these nine lives of E. And I'm using E for tonight because, again, E is the fifth letter of the English alphabet. And, again, the fifth is the day I was born. The fifth was the day my father transitioned, and the fifth was the day my firstborn was on the fifth. So I'm going to use the five as my number and nine. So I don't know who's working the board right now. I know Mr. Drake's had some things he had to take care. He said he would be listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing, sir? I'm here. Yes, sir.
Pretty good.
Might be a little noisy because I'm moving around, but bear with me. Very, very good information, you know. And the things that you're saying are the things that people old and young and all different cultures need to hear. And what I'm hearing is people don't make excuses for whatever the situation is. And if you know, you got to get out there, you got to hustle. And I know a lot of times it has this negative connotation in certain areas of certain people. But successful people have a drive in them. They have a motivation in them. They have a can't be stopped mentality. You know, that's hustle. You know, the thing is to find a legalized or a positive hustle. You know, if you can't get a job, figure out how to create a job. If you have a job right now to make ends meet or just to pay the bills, then figure out how to use that job to create your own or start your own business or your own consulting company or whatever the situation is. If you're happy with the occupation that you have, you know, consider that, you know, a lot of times people think Why I got to be in this professional, what they call a professional position, to call it a career? But whatever you do in life, I consider, to me, that's your career. Be good at it. Be passionate about it. And do it to the best of your ability. And I don't care if you're a trash man. If that is what will take care of you and your family, if that is what will make you happy, then be the best trash man that you can be. Save your money to do the things that you want to do. Don't put yourself in a hole and, you know, try to keep up with Jones and do things that you can't afford to do. But if you take time and plan and save, you can do whatever you want to do. And that happiness should be defined by you and not by anybody on the outside. You know, if you happy, be happy. Don't worry about the negative things that people say. You know, I know a lot of people that started off cutting grass and turned it into a multi-million-dollar business, you know. And a lot of people say, well, that's not a legitimate job. Well, if it's not illegal and it's something positive and it makes you happy, you know, then it is what it is. Don't let other people define what you should be doing. You know, I know a lot of people that have hobbies that they found a way to turn into a livelihood. That's a great thing. So a lot of times people cry over spoiled milk instead of, to use Beyonce's saying, instead of turning lemons into lemonade, you know, and that's your fault because you let people control your life. You become a slave to other people's opinions and other people's words. Free yourself. Free your mind. And a lot of times when people are criticizing something that you're doing, it's because instead of them putting aside their ego and say, hey, man, can you help me? How did you do that? They want to down you because they don't know how to do it. Tyrone?
Yeah, we lost you for a second there.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had stopped talking. I had stopped. You still got me?
Yeah, I got you. I thought you might have hit. I know you're traveling. I thought you might have
hit. Yeah, no, I had stopped talking. You know, I know you used to me just talking and talking and talking, but I had took a little, you know, little pause, let you get in there and see what you thought about that.
Pause for the cause. It's all right. Do we have, who's working the switchboard, if I may add? Is anybody working?
Hey, I'm doing it on
okay.
The move. I can see everything that's happening. Got some people listening. No hands up, but people. 347, you dial the number, 347-855-8358. You know, join the conversation. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, even criticism, anything you heard myself and Tyrone say, we welcome you into the conversation. All people's opinions do count, even if it counts for letting us see why certain people think the way that they think. We can all learn from one another. So join in. Push one. We'll get you into the conversation. But Tyrone, great topic. Good topic. Love what you're saying. And I believe that it's going to reach the person or the people that it needs to reach.
Well, hopefully it does that. As I've said, I really didn't have anything prepared to do the show tonight for the tennis council Wednesday night. And this is one of the things I'm glad I came out of the background of entertainment. That's part of our makeup. We don't, we're not scared to get on the stage. We're not scared to get on that field, to go out on that court, regardless how many people we're out in front of. When it's time to do the thing, it's time to do it. It's time to go and do what we do. So I would like to say that, you know, these are the things that came through me or to me, and I'm just bringing them out because, again, this is like 10 minutes before the show was starting, and I just jotted these things down, and I thought of, okay, inspiring. There's so many things breaking people's hearts, and I know people have heard the phrase of love, and you always hear about one of the most decisive and most powerful, not words, because the word don't mean nothing if it ain't applied, but forces is love. And because of our distortion of what love is in many ways, we end up getting hurt by what we think is love. And if you really love yourself, first and foremost, and learn how to love self, then it's easier to know how to love other things outside of self. And that's why these nine laws, you know, you got to have a love for this. Like if people ask me right now, what are the three most things as I end, and I call it my last portion of my lifetime on earth, because I don't consider myself being a person that's going to live to be 110 years old, being that I'm 55 earth years now. I can't see me, you know, I've lived a well over half my life. I can't see myself living on this planet for another 55 years. So this is, I'm on that last, let's say, part of the track. I'm on that last stretch. What are the things that I personally would love to do? Because I already have love for myself. I you know, and not in a selfish way, but, you know, when you love yourself, you that love for yourself should kind of be an echo to those around you, because if you don't love yourself and take care of yourself, you're going to affect those around you. So if I'm doing something negative, I'm doing wrong, if I'm not taking care of myself, ultimately my family is going to be affected first and foremost, at least I would think. If not, you know, friends, if you end up being sick or, you know, come down with something that was self-induced because you didn't take care of yourself. So I understand that loving yourself first is so critical. And there's a bunch of, as they call it, there's also what they call the nine, what love is. And love is patient. So you got to be patient. You're not going to do this overnight. The things I've been doing for years, it may sound like it's easy to do when I do what I do. It may look like I make it easy to do and how I can do this and do that. And you, how do you do it? And, you know, my mother, bless her sacred sweet soul, years ago had told me something about how am I going to do this? That's too much, Tyrone. And I said, just watch me. So because when you love what you do, it's much easier to do it. So first you got to love you. But love is patient, and it's going to take time. It's not going to be an overnight sensation. You're not going to have what they call overnight success. And when I say overnight success, I'm not talking about you being a celebrity, you making a whole bunch of money. I'm just talking about you having inner peace and happiness within yourself, you know. And it's sad to say that you got to take it that way, but I don't know any other best way to put it, because if you're busy trying to make everybody else happy around you, you will always be miserable. I can guarantee you that. You will always be miserable if you're trying to make everybody and everything around you happy and liking you and loving you. It ain't going to happen. And one thing I learned from an elder years ago was you can't blame people for being who they are, because what else can they be but who they are? Can we accept them for who they are? Do they accept you for who you are? And that's a lot of times where the conflicts come in with people, relationships, is that, you know, we try to shape people into what we want them to be for us instead of let them be who they're supposed to be for us, not make them what we want them. We like to tailor make them into what we want to make them. Love is kind. You got to be kind to yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. A lot of people are very cruel to themselves. Love is kind. And remember, when I say this love, I'm not talking about in the sense of relationship outside of self. I'm talking about dealing with the self. The relationship. Love does not envy. You should never be envious of another man, a woman, a child, a family, a business, or whatever. Don't envy them. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. You don't got to brag. You don't have to boast. You don't have to throw it in somebody's face about whatever you got or what you got going on or what you do. You know, one of the distinct qualities that I'm proud to say, when I hit the streets, as they say, when I'm out in public, is people say all the time, you're so humble. Because I don't talk about all what I do and what I just do what I do. And then people find out who I am or what I do. I'm very private when it comes to my private life and family. And when I go out in public, that's a whole other thing. But that's entertainment, that's education, it serves its purpose there. I don't brag about it. Oh, you know who I am? I do this and I do that and I got this going. I don't brag. I don't boast. Love doesn't do that. Love is not proud. I'm not proud, too proud to say, help me. understand. Help me. I don't know. Could you show me? That's another problem. People will get totally lost in life if they don't reach out, as we were told many years ago, reach out and touch somebody's hand. We can make this world a better place if we can. But you got to reach out and touch. You can't do it all by yourself. And I've been blessed to have some great advisors, great teachers, great elders, great family members who have helped groom me, great mentors growing up. Till this day, I call them my big brothers, my mentors. They help develop me and helping me continue to grow into the man I am today and continue to grow. And it's an ongoing process. So what I was a year ago ain't going to be who I am today. That's part of that evolution. Again, but it takes a lot of effort. Love is not rude. I try my best not to be rude, and I'll say it like that. But when people are very rude and nasty toward me, I've learned to just walk away from them. Don't be bothered with them, because before you know it, you're into an argument, you're into a fight, you're into a struggle, you're into a conflict, and it takes you out of the true character that you're working hard to be, and that's a positive person. You try to eradicate as much negativity, negative people, negative situations, negative vibrations, negative moods, and you just stay away from that because you don't want to get drawn into that, because it's easy to get drawn into that. And so that's why I said I work hard not being rude. And the rule sometimes may be I just avoid people. I don't say nothing, because if we can't say something nice and we can't do things to get along, then what's the sense of even speaking at all? I don't want to inflame no fight. I don't want to start no or incite no riot. I don't want to incite no argument. So just be quiet. As they say, Grandma said, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Love always trusts. I trust myself. And that's what I said. The love I'm talking about starts with me. I trust the decisions I make, will I be around. I trust the environments I go into. If it's not trustworthy, I won't be in them. I'm not going to go places I can't trust. I'm not going to be around people I don't have a good sense of trust. I'm not going to be involved or do anything, whether it's business or pleasure, whatever, on people, places, or things I cannot trust. Because I got to trust me in my decision-making processing. Do I process making decisions very well? Can I trust those decisions? And I got to say, because I listen to my elders and I listen to my ancestors, I listen to the voice, even when things are about to go wrong, so to speak, I know it's coming. It was told to me. And I'd be like, dang, and I know that something told me. Not that I always listen, because I don't. I'm no different than anybody else. I slip and fall, and I wobble sometimes, but I'm going to get back up. Love always hopes. So if you really love yourself, then you're going to hope for the best for yourself and, more importantly, for others. This is one of the things that in the religious institution of Christianity, for one, and I have to say that because we are in America and it's predominantly a Christian country, Jesus said, love thy neighbor as I love thyself. Well, you can't love a neighbor, you can't love a family member if you first don't love yourself. I don't hate anybody. I just don't be bothered with anybody or everybody. That doesn't mean I hate them. And I want still the best for them all. I want them to be successful. I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. I want them to thrive and grow. I do. But some people just don't get it. So you have to leave them behind. You can be around them all day, and they won't get it. Even if you're showing and proving by the example you're living and how the things you are help creating in your own life, they still don't get it. So you have to sometime walk away. But you never give up hope on that loved one, whether it's a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a aunt, an uncle, one of your homies in the street, your friends, whether it's a wife, whether it's a husband, you don't give up hope on them. Because if you really love that person, you never give up hope on them. You know, and I got to say what Jesse said, that statement, keep hope alive, true. Because once you give up hope on yourself, then you're the walking dead. I always got hope in what I'm able to accomplish and what I'm able to get through in my life, work through. You know, I had a friend just recently who put something on Facebook, and he spoke about you know, he woke up and he was crying, and because he said he misses mommy. It is, of course, this is a grown man in his 50s, and I said, look, man, that's real. Because till you lose your parents, and particularly your mother, I don't care how much battling and fighting and arguing, they'll see one day. I said, dude, my man, I said, of course, I'm not going to say his name to protect, you know, out of privacy. I said, my mother been going off this earth for almost 22 years, and I still have my moments where I break down. You know what I mean? And same thing with my father. There's certain places I go, and it reminds me of them. There's certain songs I hear, and it reminds me of them. There was one song by Jaheim called Back Together Again, and the lyrics are like the story of my parents' life. You know, talking about daddy went first and mama went last. And it talks about a sister that I had, a sister named Dolores Renee. Came after my sister Wanda, we call her Dee Dee, Denise. And I still have her birth certificate. And I also have her obituary. She passed as a young infant. But nevertheless, it was my sister. So I had three sisters under me. And the point I'm making is I hear this song and I hear the lyrics. And what Jaheim's speaking about, and he's talking about losing your parents, in as well as a sister, but they're all back together again in heaven. And when I used to hear that song, I would choke up. I can listen to it now better, but here's 22 years later. So love always has hope, okay? And the last, but never the least, love never fails. Because when you love what you do, you can't fail at it. I'll say that again. When you love what you do, you cannot fail. When you love where you're at, you're not failing. If you love who you're with, you can't be a failure. But do you really love? Again, love starts internally within. And you have to have the nine Eli's, education. A lot of us got to learn how to love. And more importantly, not learning how to love somebody else. That's where a lot of love is lost, trying to love somebody else. Learn to love you first. Because if you love you, you wouldn't have that scowl on your face. You wouldn't have that attitude. You wouldn't feel bad. You wouldn't be negative. You wouldn't have a scorned look. You wouldn't have, as they say, you know, some kind, you know, I got some kind of feeling. I'm feeling some type of way, whatever. That's not love. That's confusion. That's going against union of you coming back in line, in alignment, in tune with who you are. The embodiment of love in human form. Because of God, as they say, as I'm saying that for the English speaking people, if God didn't love you, you would have never made it here. Because there's too many things that can go wrong between the time your mother got pregnant to the time you came into this world. You would not have made it if God didn't love you. So if one force loves you of all, God loves you and will never forsake you. But what we do is the God in us, we forsake it. I'll say it again. The God in us, we forsake it. And we start doing ungodly-like things. Even though God loved us so much, he let us come here and have a vacation for a period of time. I'm on my 55th year in vacation time and counting, and many other people are vacationing like well. As again, we are visitors. But we don't internalize the goodness, the God in us, and do those things, which is called the embodiment of love. It's just like that bundle of joy when that baby is born. How that mother feels when she has her child on her bosom, or when that grandmother sees that grandchild, that love, that's missing. That's critically missing. And if we can get sparks of it when we have children or grandchildren, that means it's still there. That just means the pilot light of love is low. That means our pilot is low. You know, we got to turn up the flames of that passion, that love. Again, because if you love something, you can't fail at it. People who love what they do, people who love to cook, they can't fail at cooking. Only people who hate to cook be failing at cooking. People who hate to hate music, love music, they'll never be failures at music, musicians and DJs and artists and whatever, because that's what they love. That's something how they express their love externally. So we got to rebound and get that love back, that feeling back once again, and then have some more what we call good things in our lives, good experiences, some more things to laugh about, because we got so much more to laugh about than we got to frown about. But we tend to frown more than we laugh. And I'm not saying you can't be serious. Yeah, it's serious out here. But have some balance. Have something to have some fun. Have some experiences. At this time, Mr. Drake, do we have any questions, comments, concerns, or criticisms of anything that has been talked about thus far tonight with these, I'm talking about the nine lives, education, exploration, entertainment, employment, experiences of excitement, eradication, enjoyment, evolution, but we got to have effort. We got to put forth effort. It ain't just going to happen.
Yeah, Tyrone, you know, I was sitting here listening to you, and I see why people sit and listen and don't push one, because you learn so much. What you said about if you do what you love, you can't fail. That, you know, I never thought about success in those terms. So that's powerful. I mean, that's something I'm gonna take and use when I'm speaking to people and motivating people about, you know, not trying but doing, you know, getting the word, getting can't out of their vocabulary, because that's powerful. You know, you said a lot of things that were positive, but that right there tonight just resonated with me. You know, if you're doing what you love, then you can't fail. You can only be successful. And like you broke it down there at the end where you say, you know, people that love to cook, they're going to cook good. They're going to be successful at cooking. People that hate to cook, of course, they're going to have some challenges. You know? So with that, I like to take it a little step further, because we always telling people about uniting or working together with other people to do things. If you like people and you like achieving a certain goal, then you should be successful. Even if you just unite two or three people together, you might not be called to unite 2,000 or 3,000 people. Just the 2 or 3 people that's positive around you and you're able to achieve positive things, you know, that may be what the people need to be, need to be comfortable with. That may be what you're supposed to do, you know, whoever that person is. But a lot of times we're not satisfied with small groups. We want to, and that's where that ego and that pride and all that other stuff comes in. You know, you got to have a large group of people to achieve something. This is not always true. You know, so that's going to stick with me, and I'm pretty sure that's going to stick with a lot of other people. If you love what you're doing, then you can't fail at it. And that's all I have to input in that, you know. You have a couple of minutes left, so I'll let you go ahead and finish up. But good information, real good information.
Well, I have to thank my elders, my master teachers, those who, and I've become to grow more because I shut up more. People might say, Dad, this guy talking for a whole hour or whatever. I silence for hours every day. Every day. I commit to being quiet because I want to hear the message. I want to hear the voices. And I ain't talking about the voices that want to make you go out and talk about kill your family. I ain't talking about them, because there's them voices too. Don't get me wrong. But them are so far removed because my vibration is too high right now. You got to be on a low vibration to get those type of voices coming through to you. I'm on such a high, and not in a bragging way. This is in a defensive way. It's a psychological defense against negative things outside. You have these senses. You can feel it. And doesn't make me any better or greater than the next person. I'm just telling you what has worked for me is being quiet and hearing these things. And like I said, I just got this tonight, 10 minutes before the show started. I did not prepare. And I don't even look to prepare no more. I just, whatever they say, I'm going to come out and say it. I picked up a piece. I'm going to end up on this. In a store, I believe it was at the Goodwill or Salvation Army, which I tend to go in there a lot and pick up a lot of good things. And it's something I learned from my mother, because money that you spend, you find good things in there at great prices, and you're helping those who are less fortunate than you. So it serves a dual great purpose. And one of the things I picked up was this piece that says Recipe for Life. It says, think freely, keep an open mind, an open, thankful heart, and learn from the mistakes you make. These lessons play a part. Take time for someone in distress and lend a helping hand. Be patient with the lonely ones, not the lovely ones. Be patient with the lonely ones. There's a lot of lonely people out here. You just got to be patient. Hopefully they snap out of it. And try to understand. Make time for simple being you. Again, that is a very difficult thing, because somebody's always trying to shape you or mold you into what they want you to be for them. They don't love you for being you. Probably one of the greatest struggles human beings have, men and women, being you. Because so many of us have learned to, let's say, fake the funk, play the role, put on a character, because we watch actors all the time. Going on, it says, to build your plans and schemes, to see the beauty of the earth, and dream your special dreams. Enjoy the flowers, plants, and the trees as seasons come and go, and celebrate the gift of life and all it can bestow. And that's what this is about. Inspiring news, giving you information that will help you do what? Help you celebrate the gift of life and all that it can bestow on you. But again, it doesn't just come. You have to work at it. You have to be diligent. You have to practice it. You can't just preach it. You got to live it. You got to not just talk it. You got to walk it. And you're going to find yourself many times very alone or by yourself in many circles, because this is a road that the masses seldom follow. Most people are going to follow what the majority of people are doing. And that's fine if that's what works for you. But I always tell people, do what works for you. If it doesn't work, then you better find something else to do. And the greatest thing you can do right now is find what you love. Not who you love, what you love. What you love. Because whatever you do that you love, you can never fail at it. Because you love what you do. And then you can, let's say, push that energy outside. But it first got to start with you. So if you love you, you could never be a failure. Now, I'm not talking about people that disillusion themselves and thinking, all right, they got it going on and I got it made in the shade. No, no, no. We all are work in progress. But let's stop making excuses for not us progressing, because we're up against this thing constantly called depression. And only how you fight depression is with progression. And you have to be and have to have an aggression to progression so that you don't end up in a state of depression. I'll say that again. You have to have an aggression toward progression, progress, to stay away from depression. That means we can't stop, and we got to stop settling and conforming. We got to keep striving hard and reforming. We got to reform. Otherwise, we will continue to deform. We got to get rid of things. R.I.D. We got to resolve things within self first before we can start thinking we can resolve anything outside of self. then you have to get involved. Once you get the resolve within self, then you got to get involved outside of yourself, because this love is not meant for you and just your family. This is meant for humanity. I say it again. It's not meant just for you and your family. It's meant for humanity. If you don't do that, then I guarantee you life will continually dissolve. So you have resolve, get involved, or things will dissolve. That's the acronym of RID. That's the acronym of getting rid of things, to eradicate things. So again, my final word on Aspiring News, let's go down to the last, as I call it, the nine lies of E. Education, exploration, entertainment, employment, experiences, excitement, eradication, enjoyment, evolution, and cherry on the top is it all takes effort. It takes concentrated effort to keep us inspiring, inspired in our lives. And this will keep us going. This will keep us driven. This will keep us, as I say, keep you mad, motivated, ambitious, and driven. This will keep you progressing with aggression to stay away from the depression. It's so easy to become depressed. You can get around people and be depressed. You can be at a job and be depressed. You can go visit a loved one and be depressed, or a friend and be depressed. Watch TV, be depressed. There's so you can listen to the news, be depressed. You can listen to a song and be depressed. We have to fight those demons off of us, that depression. Be aggressively progressive. Keep striving and stop selling for less, because we can do more if we want more out of our lives. So again, Mr. Drake, if you want to end it with the intro, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight on Inspiring News. I am your host, Mr. Tyrone K. Dunmore. I have a Facebook page, same name, my mom and daddy gave me, Tyrone K. And that stands for Kent, believe it or not, not knowledge, though people said the K should stand for knowledge. But again, and you can, there is also a webpage, I believe Mr. Drake can tell you what that is, Inspiring News. Again, I'm your host, Mr. Tyrone K. Dunmore, and I'm just doing what I love to do. That's why I cannot be a failure at inspiring news or inspiring others with the good news. And I will continue to do it because I love to do it. As long as I love to do it, as the great, late, great McFadden Whitehead, actually just one of them that had unfortunately lost their life, ain't no stopping me now. Ain't no, we on the move. So, Mr. Drake, you want to end it up?
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.